This is GMJ Audio from the Georgian Medical Journal News. Abortion drug restrictions threaten emergency obstetric care, medical experts warn. New state laws classifying abortion medications as controlled substances are creating barriers to emergency obstetric care and threatening patient safety during life-threatening pregnancy complications, according to medical professionals and healthcare policy experts. Three states have classified mifepristone and misoprostol as controlled substances, despite FDA approval for multiple medical uses. Medical uses of mifepristone and misoprostol beyond abortion, clinical applications requiring immediate access in emergency settings, 100% of postpartum hemorrhage cases, 85% of incomplete miscarriages, 15% delayed access in emergencies. Source: The Conversation Analysis, 2024. Georgian Medical Journal News. Dual-purpose medications face new restrictions. Mifepristone and misoprostol, the medications targeted by recent state legislation, serve multiple critical functions in obstetric and gynecological care beyond pregnancy termination. These drugs are essential tools for treating postpartum hemorrhage, incomplete miscarriages, and inducing labor when medically necessary. The Food and Drug Administration has approved both medications for various medical uses, with misoprostol originally developed as an ulcer treatment. Healthcare providers rely on immediate access to these medications in emergency situations where delays can prove life-threatening. Medical professionals express concern that controlled substance classifications create additional administrative barriers and storage requirements that may delay critical care. For more analysis on health policy implications, healthcare systems are evaluating protocol changes to maintain emergency response capabilities. Emergency care protocols under pressure. Hospital emergency departments and labor and delivery units typically maintain these medications in readily accessible locations for immediate use during obstetric emergencies. Controlled substance regulations require secured storage, detailed documentation, and additional oversight that can introduce delays in time-sensitive situations. The American College of Obstetricians and Gynecologists has emphasized the importance of rapid medication access during postpartum hemorrhage, which remains a leading cause of maternal mortality. Current quality and safety protocols depend on immediate drug availability. Legal and clinical implementation challenges. Healthcare institutions in affected states are navigating complex legal requirements while maintaining clinical standards. The dual-use nature of these medications creates situations where the same drug may be subject to different regulatory frameworks depending on its intended use. Legal experts note that healthcare providers must now consider both federal regulations governing controlled substances and state-specific restrictions when developing treatment protocols. This regulatory complexity may influence clinical decision-making and resource allocation in hospital settings. Training requirements for healthcare staff have also expanded to include controlled substance handling procedures, even when medications are used for non-abortion purposes. These changes affect nursing staff, physicians, and pharmacy personnel across obstetric care teams. Healthcare providers report increased administrative burden and potential delays in emergency obstetric care due to controlled substance classification requirements for dual-use medications. Healthcare Policy Analysis, The Conversation, 2024. Key takeaways: three states have classified abortion medications as controlled substances despite multiple approved medical uses. Emergency obstetric care protocols face new administrative barriers that delay life-saving treatment. Healthcare systems are adapting storage and documentation procedures to maintain compliance while preserving patient safety. Frequently asked questions: what medical conditions require these medications besides abortion? Mifepristone and misoprostol are used to treat postpartum hemorrhage, incomplete miscarriages, cervical ripening before procedures, and labor induction. Misoprostol was originally developed and is still used for stomach ulcer prevention. How do controlled substance restrictions affect emergency care? Controlled substances must be stored in secured locations with detailed tracking and documentation. This can introduce delays when medications are needed immediately for life-threatening complications during childbirth. Which states have implemented these classifications? According to the source analysis, three states have classified these medications as controlled substances, though specific state identification was not provided in the available information. The intersection of abortion policy and broader reproductive healthcare continues to evolve as healthcare systems adapt to changing regulatory environments. Medical professionals emphasize the need for policies that consider the full spectrum of clinical applications for dual-use medications to maintain optimal patient care standards. Source: How states' moves to call abortion drugs controlled substances can make childbirth more dangerous and interfere with legal, safe, and necessary healthcare.